Blog Talk Radio.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
You're in the mix with Vince in the Bay. Grammy Spectacular.
Go, go,
beautiful girl, all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe. Hands down, there will never be another one. I've been around and I've never seen another one. Because your style ain't really got nothing on. Wonder Woman, call me Mr. Fantastic. Stop.
Grammy Spectacular. Spectacular.
I love the way you lie.
You're in the mix with Vince in the Bay.
You ever love somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them? You meet and neither one of you even know it hit them. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, get them chills, used to get them. Now you're getting fucking sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them. Now you're in each other's face, feeling venom in your words when you spit them. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, pin them, throw them down, pin them. So lost in the moment.
Definitely leave from.
New York,
hey.
Uh-huh. Concrete jungle.
the Bay.
Yahoo!
Jaden Smith,
And they keep cutting to Will Smith and Jada. Like, it's almost like it's less about the performance and it's about their reaction to the performance, I guess. Whatever. I'd like to get your reactions to any of the performances tonight. If you're on the East Coast and you've already watched the whole thing, you want to share your impressions of the night, the highlights, the lowlights. Apparently Eminem got in a couple F-bombs. Mediaite reported that he did not get beeped, apparently, for a couple F-bombs. Oh, boy. I watched the video that they posted. If you go to Mediaite.com, that's on there. It's really hard to tell what he said. And whatever. That's the biggest controversy at this Grammys, I suppose. I guess there was no Kanye sightings. Everybody was on their best behavior. Ushered on about 12 million people onto the stage with him. And they were all dressed in, I don't know what the hell they're wearing, Star Trek outfits or something. But, of course, he's doing, like, still doing the choreographed Michael Jackson ripoff dance routines. Yeah, nothing new there. Anywho, let's take your calls here, 347-826-7667. Before we get started here, I want to bring on my entertainment correspondent, your girl Callie. Hey, Callie.
What's up, Vince?
Nothing much. I am really stoked on the Grammys here. I really got into it. I watched a little bit and followed a little bit of it on the internet when it was going live. And we're going to have a report in a minute from Moxie. Moxie's actually on location in Hollywood. She's going to the after parties right now. And she's going to report in a few minutes from the Grammy after parties. But right now we're just going to stick to analysis of the actual show.
I
want to
see this performance. Ignore me. I want to see it. Rihanna's on right now for me, so I want to see this performance.
Rihanna's right now on right now for you?
Yeah,
I'm watching.
I'm watching
Usher. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy pants.
I love her freaking dress. It's freaking amazing. Love it. Looks like M will be performing because they have a song together. And my husband Drake will be there because I know they were performing together. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna watch this performance, and I will talk to you in, like, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah,
I mean, I think
I'm gonna take
really
more
cool.
calls. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just pop back in with us when you can. It's your girl Callie. She's on the West Coast with me, but I don't know. Somehow she's got some feed where she's getting the thing an hour ahead of me. I'm watching it right now. It's only been on for an hour and 15 minutes here. But the real thing is already over. That's the thing is I don't like in this age where, you know, we're in this 24/7 Twitter, Facebook driven era. It almost defeats the purpose to have a tape delayed. It really does. Because everybody knows who already won. I mean, I don't care. I don't want to blow it for you. Blow the surprise for you, kids. But I know who wins everything. And let's see. Let's take some calls here. I got somebody here on the 612 area code. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? You're worse than a ghost, Mike. For Christ's sake, I've been on hold for 10 effing minutes.
Well, excuse me. Pardon me for firing up my program and, touching base with my entertainment correspondent. We're doing. I don't know if you read my description here, Mr. Cowpote, but
no, I'm at the airport.
Yeah, well, we're doing the special Grammy Spectacular program where the whole show is dedicated to the Grammys, which the Grammys themselves have concluded.
Yeah,
but it's just being broadcast out here on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
So we're sort of celebrating that. Moxie's on the line. She's going to be on, bring her on. She's going to be on in a second. She's actually in L.A., in Hollywood. She's checking out the after parties, the scene down there in L.A., in Hollywood, post-Grammy Awards. The awards have been over for about an hour and 10 minutes now. So all
that's
the parties
is new then.
So yeah, so we've got our woman. She's my new field reporter now. She used to be in. We used to just have her in studio. Now I've got her out on the beat. She reported from Cairo last week. She did a great job reporting out there. Now she's reporting from, I believe she's at, I'm getting news word now, we have her. Okay, we do have a connection with Moxie here. Hang on, Dr. Kalput. I'm going to keep you on with me. I'm going to bring on Moxie here in just a second. Once again, Moxie is reporting live from Hollywood. Apparently, she's gotten into a exclusive after party, Grammy after party, put off on by a hip-hop record label. I believe the record label is Sibian Records, and they're a subsidiary of Capitol Records, if I'm not mistaken. But we have her now. Let me bring her on here. Hang on, folks. Moxie, are you there?
Can you hear me, Vince?
Yeah, I can, Moxie. Are you in a place where you're it's kind of quiet and you can talk to us?
Well, I'm standing outside of the party. It is Sibian Records, a subsidiary of Capitol Records. I rode here in a limousine. It was really amazing. I was the only chick in the limousine, and some guy that I met said that Puffy would be there. So I just got in, and we drank a lot of Patron. We drank some Cristal, and I'm at a party now, and there's just not a lot of girls here. I don't know what to say. It's weird. I've worked the Grammys a bunch of years now, and this is really unprecedented, I have to say.
Well, it is, you know, the economy is kind of in a downswing still. Maybe that's sort of affecting some of the budget they can put in the party, and it doesn't have the extra flair.
Yeah, and I'm not really that happy with what's going on in terms of the music inside. It's not quite what I expected.
Uh-huh. What are they playing down there?
Well, they're playing, it's hip-hop and rap, but nothing I've really ever heard for. If you want, can move a little closer. Do you want me to do that, and maybe you can hear some of the sounds coming from outside?
If you want to do that, sure. If you think it's safe, or you know, we don't want to. Yeah, whatever. Sure. Yeah.
The only girl inside. I don't know.
Patriot Greg.
I can't help the Patriot Greggy, man. I'm on location.
Yeah, no problem. We understand. So once again, if you're just joining us, Moxie's with us. She's in Hollywood right now. She's at the Sibian Records party. It's just getting kicked off. I think the problem is
okay
that people just haven't gotten there yet, probably.
No, it's a lot of men. All right, here, wait, hold on. I'm moving up closer. Tell me if you can hear it. Tell me when you can hear it, all right?
Yeah, all right, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, we definitely can hear it. We definitely can hear the party. The
all
music
right.
They're playing?
Yeah, so this is what I'm hearing.
I can't blame you.
That must be
I've never heard
that
before.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the bitches in the crying, she look at me. Dead in my face and know I'm lying. What makes her say when her friends say she's blind? She don't want to believe that she's wasting her time.
Maybe right, so are you just there? Are you dancing? Are you hanging out? Or what's going on? Are there people
yeah,
like,
wait, let me,
grooving?
Let me move away. Let me move away. Oh, wait, but hold on. I think there must be some... okay, I'm a little bit away now. No, I was just drinking some Patron. That's all.
All right, cool. Well, there you have it. That's Moxie. We're going to keep checking in with her throughout the night here. And why don't we take a break here and listen to a little bit of... she's at the hip-hop party. Let's do a little bit of the hip-hop. This is Grammy-nominated. B.O.B. Nothing on You featuring Bruno Mars, who was a big winner today in many different ways, and just like you. Call in. Let me know what's up. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you.
With none. It's on my tongue, it's on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't wanna sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you wanna know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
We, let it go.
We don't wanna be a TV episode.
TV episode.
And all the bad thoughts, just let it go.
Go, go,
go,
go.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing.
Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, yeah. Even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, yeah. To New Orleans, yeah. But you always do the show. And just like that, girl, you got me through. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know.
No.
Beautiful girls, yeah. All over the world.
All over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing.
Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls, yeah. All over the world,
all over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Wow.
They got nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe, nothing on you.
Nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe, nothing on you.
They might say hi. And I might say hey,
hello.
But you shouldn't worry about what you say.
Wow.
They got nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Yeah.
And that's just how we do it. And I'm going to let this ride.
Oh, yeah. It's the Bay back here with you. Let's check in with Callie now. Callie, Lady Gaga, we just saw her here win for an award. And in her acceptance speech, She's talking about her new song, Born This Way, and how she imagined that
Whitney Houston
was singing. What's that all about?
You know, I guess, you know, she said, she didn't think that she was such of a superstar in order to sing it, so she had a, you know, if you guys know who, like, Gaga used to write for so many people, like, she was on Akon's label or something. She's been in the game for, I don't know, since she was, you know, really, really young. She's not that old, but she's, like, 24, but she's been in the music industry as a writer. She's, I don't know who she's all written for. I think maybe, like, Britney and stuff. But now she's out or whatever, and so when you're a writer, you got to imagine, you know, performing it. So maybe she didn't think she was ready to. But I think she's very humble and very down to earth. That's who, you know, she was, like, about to cry, and she did win a Grammy last year. It wasn't televised. She won, like, one of the pre-Grammys, like, best dance song. So to see her, you know, cry and her being the superstar, it's just really, really amazing, I think. You know, we all, and, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, she's like Madonna, blah, blah, blah. We're all inspired by someone, whether it's Marilyn Monroe, you know, Madonna, Lady Gaga, you know. When I'm inspired, you know, wow, that's what people do. And I think people are, like, trying to say, oh, she's trying to rip off Madonna and bullshit like that. We all have similarities because we all think it's, you know, cool and whatever, and that's what makes it a trend. And if we didn't think that it wasn't, you know, cool, then we'd be like, oh, that's weird. So I don't see why people are just totally, like, being retarded. You have to think of the concept of the song, it's Born This Way. And, you know, she has a lot of positive messages in her songs, and a lot of people don't realize it. So it's kind of sad, but I'm really glad that she won. She made me cry, you know. So, more power to her. Just saw Eminem and Dr. Dre perform. It was amazing. I, like, clapped, and I was, like, an idiot because obviously I'm just in my front room listening to it. So.
Right on. All right. We're going to take a break. Here it is, Lady Gaga, Born This Way.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital.
I'm on the right track, baby. just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, face, to descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born
no medication to buy. Let's be in transgender life. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, or light, or orient me. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
That's the end of that song. Hey, Vince in the Bay. And, all right, we're back on the Grammy Spectacular. I'm watching the Avett Brothers perform with Bob Dylan right now. It's kind of cool. There's about, looks like it's basically Bob Dylan out in front singing in front of like 27 musicians strumming banjos. It's quite a spectacle. Anyway, it's your Sunday night Grammy Spectacular program. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're checking in now, as we are throughout the night, with our good friend Moxie, who's been staking out the party scene down in Hollywood post-Grammy Awards. And we're going to check in with her. She's down at the Sibian Records Party. It's a hip-hop record label down, I don't know where they're based out of, but they're having a party tonight down in Hollywood, and she's hanging out there. Let's go to her now, see if she's check in with her. Hey, Moxie, how are things looking at the party down there?
Yeah, hey, I have a question. Have you ever met that Cali chick?
No, I have not. Why? She's my entertainment correspondent. Why?
Oh, okay, because she was insulting me on the air the other day, and I was just talking to some of my brothers here, and they're a little pissed off.
Oh, really? About what?
About some of the shit she said about me.
About what she say about you?
Yeah, a lot of nasty stuff, but that's not the party is picking up here. It's pretty amazing. Sibian Records knows how to throw it down, all right? So, I don't know. We've got, what is Hennessy, by the way, Vince? Do I want to drink that?
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. Where's
that Cali bitch on the phone? Let's get her going. Where is she?
She's here. Let me see. Cali, are you there?
Yeah, and I wasn't on air. I said that I didn't like you, and I wasn't on air. If you want to clarify, get your facts right.
Hey,
it was
how
last
much
night.
Do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
Does it really matter? Does it really matter? Because I said I didn't like you. I don't like you because you're fake and you're dramatic.
Oh,
calm the fuck down, okay?
Who's met you, Callie? Who's met you?
Who does? Who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, really? Are you really going to go over this? Really? I wasn't even on air, bitch. Get your facts right.
I think you're not a man. You're a man, man.
Oh, really?
I know that.
Really? Okay.
I know it.
Are you really that upset because I said I didn't like you?
No, I think you're a man.
Like, seriously.
I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
What do you think I am?
Oh, you heard me, babe.
No, actually, you were cutting out. So
oh, that's
why
I'm asked. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Why? You know, honestly, I think it's kind of funny that since you're quote-unquote at this party, you're on the phone. Like, really?
I'm not on the phone, and Vince can confirm that.
okay. Whatever.
Hey, Greg.
Like, are you really upset? Because I said I didn't like you. And I don't care if you don't think, you know, anything. I don't like you. I never do.
Well, that's nice, but you could at least tell me that, you know? Hey.
Why? Because, Moxie, again, if I said this on Vince's show, if I said it on a different show, again, you're taking it defensively, and I really didn't say anything bad about you besides that I didn't like you and the fact that you have this freedom of speech and you think that you can say whatever, that's cool, like, whatever, that's totally you. But really, are you being dramatic? The only thing I said was, oh, drama, and then you did it all defensively,
and Vince,
girl.
But hey, you know
calm
what?
Down.
I've been... Hey,
calm
have you
down.
Met Vince? Have you met Vince?
No.
I have.
So?
Hey.
So?
All right. Vince, am I fake?
I think that says it perfectly.
I think he's not here.
What do you mean,
I think the answer's our question. I think the answer's our question. Seriously. You got all defensive because I said I didn't like you. It's a freaking show. And I don't...
Wow. All right, simmer down, everybody. Simmer down, simmer down now. All right, ladies, let's cool off for a second here. We've got some Grammy reporting to do. We can certainly keep the cat fight going here. I think it's kind of sexy, actually. I don't know, a gentleman in the chat room, what's the consensus here? Should we keep the cat fight going? I know that someone of no particular importance is very interested in this cat fight. He definitely has a dog in that cat fight. The Grammys do suck, Goofy. But I don't care. I'm gonna cover them no matter what because I'm a legitimate news source here on Blog Talk Radio. I need to inform you folks about the proceedings tonight at the Grammys. It's been some amazing, amazing, amazing performances. I just saw the Avid Brothers with Bob Dylan perform live. That was kind of cool. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's your, what is it? Sunday night, Grammy Spectacular, taking calls, 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a little brickety break here and play some more Grammy-winning music. This is a band that won for, let's see what they won for. The Black Keys, they won for Tighten Up. It's best rock performance by a group with vocals. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to take a little break and be right back. Here, enjoy the Black Keys and Tighten Up. I think everybody should loosen up, but apparently the ladies tonight are on the prowl and they're tightening up and everybody's clenching their fists or jaws or crotches, whatever. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
When President Obama was elected, I'll never forget the next day, everyone, everywhere, said the following. I can't believe this could possibly have ever happened in my lifetime. Which made me wonder, who voted for him? Now, people were truly overwhelmed by his election. I wasn't as much, and the reason is because he's a Democrat. And that didn't seem to me to be an improvement over Republican. I don't know if you've noticed, but our two-party system is a bowl of shit looking in the mirror at itself. Why would I be excited that a Democrat won? Seriously, over the past 8 years, the Democrats didn't do shit. Basically, the last 8 years, I feel the Republicans stood around farting, and the Democrats went, ooh, let me smell it. I find it astonishing that anyone is still a loyal Democrat or a loyal Republican. What are you basing this on? How is it possible? What is it that you see? I don't see what you're seeing. What is it that the Democrats or the Republicans have done for any of you in the past 30 years that has made any difference in your life? And yet, people hang in, which makes me wonder, what the fuck? I believe you're delusional. I believe you're seeing something that isn't there. And we call that hallucinating. And I know about hallucinations. Because I took LSD when I was young, just to prepare me for this moment in time. I saw my refrigerator turn into a puma and run away. And I tracked that son of a bitch for 3 days, mostly wondering, what am I going to tell my parents? And when I finally caught up with it in the middle of the woods and I was cutting open its stomach in order to get a beer out, as crazy as I was at that point, I was less crazy than anybody in this room who's still a Democrat or a Republican.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place, be trying to get out. Just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. What I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world beat it beans. It's cashed up. Everything's just stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From Infinite down to the last relapsed album, he's still f***ing. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a f*** you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, you're feeling, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of bang, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, relax, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran the accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, blow. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up, get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these morphs. The tune jumping back now.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Just take a stand.
I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but they give too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more bees slingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner park and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
All right, it's Vince in the Bay back with you. Hello. Vince in the Bay, on your Sunday Night Grammy Spectacular. I had the Jew on for a second, and he bailed. Dude, you should call back in. I was going to go to you next, bro. Once again, one angry Jew. You were just on the line, bro. Called right back in. I was going to go to you, man. But... let's see, what do we just listen to there? That was Eminem, I'm Not Afraid. That song won Best Rap Solo Performance. Before that, Lewis Black with Democrats versus Republicans off of his Best Comedy Album. And then before that, the Black Keys with Tighten Up, which won for Best Rock Performance by a Group with Vocals. And it's also off of their record Brothers, which won also for Best Alternative Music Album. Good times. And all right, so the glory rolls on here. Where do we leave off? Let's check in with Callie, what's going on?
What's up? Eminem
Hello,
just
Callie?
Won.
What?
Eminem just won. Are you there?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Yeah, I can
Eminem
hear you. What was that?
Yeah, he just won for Best Rap Album.
Oh, he just won where you're at, yeah.
Yeah. But so far, it's going pretty good. And I'm glad that Eminem won. Oh, and Beyonce's there. That was really random.
Of course Beyonce's there.
Yeah, but, like, there was no, like, promo about her being there or anything. So.
Well, I mean, isn't she technically up for an award? She was technically up for an award. She was on the Lady Gaga song.
True. I think, I don't think she's performing or anything, but, who knows?
Her husband's there. Her husband's up for an award.
Well, that's true. She could have been there just in case he won.
And he did win.
Oh, well, yeah, but she didn't go up.
Empire State of Mind won Best Rap Song and Best Rap Song Collaboration.
I mean, not on the telecast, in the pre-Grammy show.
Oh, you mean he didn't perform or anything?
Yeah, he didn't perform or anything like that. I mean, like,
oh, but
yeah.
He won, though. He won, though.
Yeah, he did win. He did.
All right, that's all that matters.
True.
You know who else won?
Who?
John Legend and the Roots.
That's nice. I love John Legend.
You know, I never really listened to that record this year.
Mm-hmm.
And prepped for the show here, I downloaded a couple of their songs, you know, the ones that won. And it's pretty cool, pretty smooth little record. I like it.
It's very soulful.
Yeah, it's like a throwback to like traditional R&B or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple of years he had a song called Ordinary People, and I loved it.
What?
Ordinary People. He had a song like a couple of years ago. It's a really, really, really good song. It's like one of my favorites. You should totally like check it out, YouTube it or something.
All right. Let's listen to some John Legend and the Roots right now, shall we? This is for everybody listening. I want to anybody who's maybe having a rough time of it right now. I understand that for various reasons people might be, down on their luck. And I would say, you know, if you want something that's going to kind of lift your spirits a little bit, why not check out John Legend and the Roots? You know, they really have an uplifting, soulful record that they released this last year, and I had I totally, totally slept on it. And here's a track that might inspire you, kids. It's called Hang On In There from John Legend and the Roots. Winning tonight for Best Traditional R&B Vocal Performance. Check it out.
There ain't no time, no time for sorrow, and we ain't got time, no time, all time to be sad. And maybe the world ain't what it could be, but to understand that it's a no reality. Oh, don't give in. Oh, I said hang on. Hang on in there. How many times did you hear your mom and daddy say, oh child, I never had it so good. I wanna say thank you. Thank you for the stars, 'cause even my soul, I know you did all that you could. I'm just a part of your dream, this I know, but I'll do whatever possible to make this thing grow. Oh, don't give in. I said hang on in there. Oh,
Now tell me just how would you fix everything? You walk around complaining about how things are, but what have you added to this world so far? Now check out your mind and see what the answer is, and tell me just how much did you give? Oh, don't give in. Hey, I said hang on, hang on to that.
Yeah, you can't. said no matter what. No, 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 no matter what. Yeah, I'm gonna hang on.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, back here in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. Hello, hello. Check. All right. Sorry about that. I got distracted there. I'm watching. I'm mesmerized by John Mayer's performance right now. He's doing Jolene with some other people, some tribute to Dolly Parton, I guess. But I'm tripping out, man. He looks like he's like a stunt double for Johnny Depp. Let me bring back on Callie. Callie, what's up?
What's up? Hello.
I have another caller here with us now. Let me bring on. Let me bring on Ken Moore. Hey, Ken Moore, what's going on, man?
Not much, though.
Can you hear me?
Are you watching?
I can hear you.
Oh.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was like, hey, and then you're like, and then you didn't actually even hear me, so I wasn't sure.
Okay. No, I can hear you.
Not much, Vince. Been hanging out with my little one this weekend, enjoying life.
Excellent. Did you watch the Grammys at all?
No, I think we was watching Phineas and Ferb or Chum Chum or something like that.
I have no idea what that is, but all right, cool.
Well,
I'm doing the Grammy Spectacular here, kids. If you want to join the action, the number is 347-826-7667. Vincent the Bay. I got Callie here with me. We're talking about the Grammys. Tonight, a lot of the winners have included Arcade Fire, Bruno Mars, Muse, Lady Antebellum, John
Lady
Legend
Gaga.
And the Roots, Lady Gaga, Louis Black, the Black Keys, Eminem, Jay-Z, then Crooked Vultures, CeeLo Green, and I'm going to play, I've been playing that music all night. We just heard from the Roots with John Legend with the Roots. They won for that song, Hang On In There. They also won for Shine, which was Best R&B Song.
So what are you thinking about the Grammy so far, Vince? Like, what do you think? Like, is it? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
The awards show itself, I don't know. I think it's all right. Overall, I always find these award shows interesting because I don't really pay attention to music that close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know. What did I not know? I didn't know B.O.B. before. I didn't know Bruno. I mean, I knew of Bruno Mars. I knew he was the guy. I didn't know his name, but I knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never really listened to Muse before. Like, I know their main songs and stuff, but never really paid attention to them. I think they're kind of cool now. Lady Antebellum, I never would have known about that song, Need You Now. It was like pretty much the ultimate song that won everything. It won like two of the top three awards.
Mm-hmm. It got a lot of radio spins. Like, I know you said that you don't listen to the radio, but like, it really was very popular. It was a power. It was played every hour and 15, 30 minutes,
yeah,
however long.
Song of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should play it then if we're talking about it. Here it is. Let's get it out of the way. Lady Antebellum. Am I saying that right? Lady Antebellum?
Yeah, Lady Antebellum, I Need You Tonight or something.
I can't believe
that.
This is a song that's been sweeping the nation, and I have never heard of it until now because it won. best song of the year. Can't believe it. All right, I'll be right back.
It was the beginning of my Great Depression. Or Great Recession, or whatever it is we're fucking going through at this point in time. They call it whatever they want. Nobody knows what the fuck's happening. Nobody has a clue as to what's going on economically. I don't know what they want to call these economic times, but I've never seen anything like it or been through anything like it in my entire fucking life. We went right into the shitter, and nobody, not one leader, warned us. Not a one. Not a Democrat and not a Republican. I think another lesson that can be learned from this is fairly simple, that you should expect from your leader the same thing you'd expect from an experienced canoe guide. We'll be going down that fork in the river, because if we go down that one, there's a fucking waterfall! I knew that we were heading toward the shitter, and I know nothing. And I knew, and I can guarantee that everybody in this room who had a job and for 40 hours, working 40 hours a week, I can guarantee a year before the shit hit the fan, you were sitting in the office, and either you said it or someone in your office at some point turned to you and went, I think we're fucked. And the reason was because we made it so obvious was the housing bubble. It was like the 47th bubble of my lifetime. And every time the bubble bursts, everybody goes, wow, how fucked, wow, why? Gee, who thought? Everybody knew there was a housing bubble. You'd be in a neighbor, you go, gee, that house cost $60,000 last year. Well, and now it costs $600,000? What did they do? Well, they put a gazebo in the back. And it's made entirely of human scrotums. It's the most comfortable place to sit in town. The amazing thing is that no one, not one leader talked about it. Not one leader discussed where we were headed. Not a one. They all said it was going to be okay. All I heard for the course of the campaign and was that everything was going to be all right because capitalism is the most wonderful economic system ever developed because it was developed by God himself for us. There's nothing more splendid than capitalism. It is a beautiful garden, a garden that irrigates itself and fertilizes itself. And it needs no sunlight because it basks in the glory of its own reflection. There's nothing more wondrous than the garden that is capitalism. And if it is left entirely unregulated, that garden will grow and grow and grow until all of us share in its beautiful fruit. And so I went to bed every night dreaming about my beautiful fruit. And then I woke up one morning and there was the Secretary of the Treasury standing behind the White House at the back door as if he was trying to get away.
Fuck! We're fucked, he said. We're completely fucked, son of a bitch. I don't know what happened to the garden, but it's a piece of shit now. Watch that hand coming up your ass. It's looking for quarters. Put straws in your nose. The river of shit is rising. Start pulling out your gold fillings and put them on eBay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Then he ran around the White House three times with his hair on fire.
And all I wondered was, what happened that night? I guess he was sitting in front of his computer, finishing his last online math course from Phoenix University. When he reached that eureka moment. Son of a bitch, he cried. 60 isn't 40.
Damn, I guess that just ends like that, huh? All right. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. That was Muse with Uprising off of Resistance, which won for Best Rock Album of the Year. Once again, Muse, their record Resistance, a Grammy winner tonight. The category Best Rock Album. Before that, we heard some more Lewis Black. That was, I got to get the name of Lewis Black's album. Look it up here. Stark Raving Black. Best comedy album of the year. The Grammy goes to Lewis Black, Stark Raving Black. And the track you heard, we heard there was The Economy. Yeah, we opened it. I played two Lewis Black tracks from his Grammy winning record. Congratulations, Lewis Black. I enjoy his work. I think he's funny. I don't know if I necessarily probably agree with him on everything politically, but he is a lot of fun to listen to talk. I think his stand-up is great. He's got a good take on stuff, and I can't really refute most of what he says there. But yeah, if you like those two tracks, you should check out the rest of his record, Stark Raving Black. And then, of course, before that, Lady Antebellum, Need You Now, which won Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Fucking unbelievable. Also, what's unbelievable is what's going on with these crazy California girls talking about Callie and Moxie getting into it on my show here. I'm not going to comment about it much at all, but I'm just going to acknowledge that I did notice that it happened, and I'm not taking sides. I hope they can resolve this matter among themselves like adults or not. But nonetheless, I'm glad they both came on, and I got some, but before the shit hit the fan, I got some really great reporting from Moxie. She was at the Sibian Records party, and that was going great. And then, you know, Callie was giving me analysis here on the Grammys, and then they were both on at the same time, and all hell broke loose. And yeah, well, they're both gone now, and I appreciate them both calling in. I'm sorry things didn't work out. I hope in the future they can both be on the program. Maybe, you know, it's fine if they don't have to be on at the same time. I understand some guests don't jive well with others. It's a feeling out process. But I'm here for another 30 minutes celebrating the Grammys. Ken Moore is here with me. If you guys want to join us, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm going to play some more music that was Grammy Award winning tonight. I was talking about the top three awards. Of course, I played Lady Antebellum's Need You Now. All these titles, they're all like sort of like interchangeable almost. Some of them are, you know, and a lot of them have the same instrumentation. They all have piano in them and stuff. It's really crazy. But whatever. I want to send this one out to both Callie and Moxie. This is Bruno Mars, who won tonight for Best Pop Vocal Performance. And it was for this song, which I'm sending out to
to both Callie and Moxie. I hope you guys can alleviate the situation and resolve your differences. And we can all come together as one big happy family here at BTR and, you know, focus our energy and power into fighting, you know, battles that are worth our while, like taking down the man, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, here you go. This is Bruno Mars dedicated to the two ladies in my life here on BTR, Callie and Moxie. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with Ken Moore. We're taking calls. All you have to do is dial in 347-826-7667 and press the number 1 if you want to join the conversation. Celebrating the Grammys tonight, that was Bruno Mars and Just the Way You Are. which once again won for Best Pop Vocal Performance. Good time, Bruno. Oh, right now I'm watching they're doing the montage of people who passed away in the last year. And I heard they didn't do Guru from Guru died last year from Gangstar. Gregory Isaacs, Sugar Minot is a big loss. I love Sugar Minot. I don't even know if I used to have Sugar Minot on my BTR. I don't know if I have it now, but I think they passed over Guru. That's, at least that's what I heard on the internet. I'm watching it right now. Oh, Captain Beefheart died. That's right. I should do a Captain Beefheart show just to show that'll get like 3 listeners probably. I don't really recognize a lot of these people. A lot of these people are like producers and stuff. People behind the scenes that you don't even really know what they look like or sound like necessarily. But whatever. A lot of people died that were related to music. Again, I don't see. Oh, yeah, Ronnie James Dio passed away. Who else? Esteban Steve Jordan, whoever that is, never heard of that dude. Yeah, you know, Grammys are always an education, kids. Even if you don't like the Lady Gaga and all that, they always have, you know, they have the retrospective on certain people, and they give out certain awards and. You know, they have the, like right now they show all the people that passed away over the past year. And you forget about some of these people, like, or like me, you know, every once in a while somebody, you don't realize that they were dead until you watch one of these award shows. But whatever. The Grammys have been kind of cool. You know, it is what it is. It's, you know, oh my God, are you kidding me? Mick Jagger is hanging out now. I don't even know what's going on. This is ridiculous. All right, let's bring out the Jew. Hey, Jew, what did it do?
I hope that Mick Jagger brought along some of the geritol because he's going to need it for that performance. I don't understand this whole Grammy thing. What's the excitement about?
You know what? It's like the Oscars. It's a chance for the industry to pat itself on the back and help promote the material. A lot of the stuff that gets up there, like for example, tonight I'm playing the John Legend with the Roots, right? That I don't think that sold a lot of records.
I like John Legend, but I don't know about the Roots.
I do too. But relative to say. Oh, I don't know, Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber.
Well, I don't get this whole Lady Gaga thing, and I wouldn't even know what Justin Bieber sounds like.
Exactly.
Baby,
you know what?
Baby, like, baby, fat tits,
wow.
Not big tits. Oh, fat tits. I'm sorry. I've been corrected on something. Hey, what's the story with Patriot Greg? Am I Patriot Gregging?
No, you sound all right.
I got Big Love on the way. Big Love, baby. Shameless just came through. Can't wait. You still haven't watched that, have you? By the way, this whole Grammy thing is just a big circle jerk for famous people or people who think they're famous or I don't know. Music is just not what it used to be.
I love music, and I'll make, you know, I was hoping to make a lot of fun of, actually, my whole Grammy parade got rained on. I was going to have a lot of fun mocking the Grammys, but both of my correspondents who were supposed to help me out got in a fight on the show, and one of them stormed off. The other one hung around for a little while, and then she took off. So I was kind of left here just empty-handed. Now I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna play music. And
all right, let me tell you what music is. Please do.
Music is somebody like Nancy Wilson on stage. Nancy Wilson, by the way, the black Nancy Wilson, not whatever
Ethel Merman.
In everybody else's mind.
Ethel Merman's better.
Ethel Merman, exactly. There you go. But I saw Nancy Wilson on stage in Thailand, and she was the, I don't know if she was the headliner, but they didn't know what the hell they were looking at. I stood at the stage's edge while she performed. That's how nobody gave a shit over there. And I thought, man, they've got absolute genius sitting on the stage, and they didn't even get it. And they don't get it now. What are you going to tell me music is? Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, that's music? No, sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Oh,
by the way,
I was going to ask you something. You were playing that Lewis Black bullshit, anti-capitalism. Now, you're a fan of The Ghost. How can you play that anti-capitalism bullshit from Lewis Black?
How was that anti-capitalist, what he said?
Well, he said that,
sounded,
you know,
like it was anti-left-right.
Yeah. Well, he said, well, let the market take care of it. Well, that's what it's supposed to do. Let the market take care of it. But he was being sarcastic by saying that damn bastard.
Wow. That's harsh words. Are those words as harsh as what's going on in the chat room now? Let me see.
I don't know. What's going on
donkey
in the chat room
dick.
Right now?
I can't type donkey dick for some reason.
Because you can't. You can do it as one word.
Well. Donkey dick? Yeah, I guess I could. Dirty
donkey
dick.
You can't put dick in there.
Okay.
It doesn't like. So if you got a friend named Dick, you can't call and say, hey, Dick, how are you?
Aren't big tits fat tits, or fat tits not big tits? I'm confused.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen a titty in my face, I wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
Really? Take you to Thailand. You'd be tired of it after a while. So,
I need to be a motor boating mother ducker.
Who we got left in this chat room? You had a lot of people bail. Where'd the janitor go?
He's off tonight.
He's selling oranges on the corner.
He was in there, wasn't he? I thought Calput was in there, too.
Calput called me on his way to the airport, and he left. He had no idea I was doing a Grammy show, and he was pissed off because he waited 10 minutes to get on the show.
Yes, you did have two shows going, right? You know that, right?
And when he got on, he had nothing to say.
Well, he never has anything.
Like, that's
say.
The thing is, like, I understand people are pissed off because they have to wait 10 minutes, and then they come on, and then they have nothing to say. It's like, all right, well, then what were you waiting to say?
Well, I can tell you what I want to say. I am tired of that black and white chocolate shake, gay, pain in the ass iconoclast piece of shit throws me off his show as soon as I get in there. Then he stands there and he cries about, oh, CFGA throws me out every time I go in the chat room. What a dickhead. Steve Rush. Stevie, call in. His uncle's back in the Debbie Daly fold. I can't keep up anymore.
Is he really? Oh, right on. Hey, Steve Rush, I'm going to play some music here for you, man. I think you might enjoy it.
No, don't play
this.
Any music. Bring him on.
I hope it's Rush.
Yeah, well, this is a music show. All right, you know what? I'm going to take you off for a second, Jew. You get a timeout. So, Steve Rush, welcome to the program. As you can tell, this is intended to be a Grammy spectacular program where I'm, I have been celebrating the Grammys. And I've been playing a lot of the basic garbage that they've spoon fed us on here, like Lady Gaga and all that bullshit. But also, I want to spotlight some of the music that people didn't really see on there, like the Black Keys won two Grammys tonight. I don't think they were even on the show.
Why is it
gonna
be black?
What?
Why is it gonna be black?
All right, so anyways, the Black Keys were up for two awards. They didn't get on probably because they're black, I guess. And I played one of their tracks, Tighten Up, which is a really awesome track. If you guys haven't gotten their record, Brothers, you got to check it out. It's awesome. It won Best Alternative Music Album. I don't even know why they even have alternative as a category anymore. I mean, that might have been relevant in the 90s, but is anything really alternative anymore? I don't think
no.
so.
No.
But, anyway, so Steve Rush, while you're here, I don't know if you're, I know Steve Rush is into, like, classic rock and stuff, and there's a band, that a super group that came out last year. They did a tour. They're called Them Crooked Vultures. You ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
It's John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. And the dude from the Foo Fighters on drums.
Wow. Sounds like an awesome
Dave Grohl.
Match.
Dave Grohl. Yeah, it's like a super group. It's called Them Crooked Vultures. And they won a Grammy tonight for their track New Fang. It's Best Hard Rock Performance. And here it is from Them Crooked Vultures right here on your Grammy Spectacular. Enjoy.
Wow. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back with you. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I have about 10 minutes going to go here for those listening live. If you want to join me and listen to the rest of the program, I'm probably going to go over the regular 2 hours. I have a few more songs I want to play before I finish up. This is, of course, your Grammy Spectacular. I'm Vince in the Bay. If you want to join me for the rest of the program live, you have 10 minutes to call in at 347-826-7667. You can call in and just listen. You don't have to join the conversation. You can just call in and listen. You just call in. Don't press anything. Just listen. If you want to join the conversation, of course, you call in and press the number one. Anywho, I got calls here that I'm going to take. Let's go to the 708 area code. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince. It's Steve. What's up?
Hey, Steve. What's going on, dude?
I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm having fun. I've been watching the Grammys. I'm watching Barbra Streisand and her sagging fun bags as she wails in front of some strings. I'm glad it's muted, quite frankly. I'd much rather talk to you. Are you following? Did you follow the Grammys at all today? Did you watch them, or you even give a shit?
I worked all day, so I just got home from a shoot. So I just got in a little bit ago, and my question to you, the reason why I called actually, was do you know if Rush won their Grammy?
Did Rush win a Grammy? I don't think they did. Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure Rush did not win.
Well, they were up for one for. Documentary
Beyond the Lighted Stage?
Yep.
For Beyond the Lighted, best long form music video, Beyond the Lighted Stage. They lost to
Fuck.
When You're Strange by The Doors. That was actually shot by Tom DiCillo. Tom DiCillo, DiCillo, I don't know. But he's actually, I know that director, actually.
That sucks. Have you seen Beyond the Lighted Stage? I mean, you're
I've seen
a good
parts
music
of it.
Guy,
I
you
saw
know
the
music.
I saw the promo. I saw the promo for it last year, but I didn't see the actual thing. I should just get it. Is it on Netflix? Can I just?
It's on VH1.
Get it on Netflix.
VH1 is playing it all the time, and you can get it on Netflix.
I know.
Of course.
That's what I saw. Oh, that's it. I've seen it. Then I've seen it. It's like 3 hours long or something.
It's forever if you don't like I have the. Blu-ray, so I don't have any commercials or anything like that, but it's insane. It's an incredible portrayal of of three guys for 42 years making music and still loving it. And with a new album coming out, I thought it was amazing, but they didn't win, so that really hurts me. That sucks. The Doors are winning awards and everybody's dead, so kind of fucking sucks. Sorry for the language.
What language? The English language? I permit every language.
I know.
All right, hang on, Steve. You want to hang out for the remainder of the show? I'm gonna play music.
Do what you gotta do, man. I know one language you want to yell at me for some unknown reason.
Oh,
but.
Okay. Oh, we'll get to that. But I've got other people here on the line. Hang on a second. I'll bring on the Jew and have him. Yell at you in a second, but I want to check in with Moxie. Moxie is actually, she's in Hollywood. Last time I checked in with her, she was at the Sibian Records party. Let's see what she's doing now. Hey, Moxie, is that you? Wait a second.
John
try this again. Hey, Moxie. I'm sorry, what was that? Go again, Moxie. What was that?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm at the Elton John party.
Oh, you made it to the Elton John party. Cool. What's going on
yeah.
over there?
A lot of gay stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Sweet. anybody involved in any homosexual activity that we might know about?
I don't have a problem with that. That's not my thing, you know. I observe.
You're just reporting. No, we just want you to report who you see engaging in homosexual activity.
No, I haven't seen anything, and I wouldn't. I don't think I'd even notice it, to be honest. Where's Fat Tit? Where's Fat Tit?
What? Who?
Your little friend.
Who? What little friend? I have Steve here. He's kind of little.
Steve, are you little?
Actually, no, I'm not. But whatever.
No, I didn't mean down there, Steve. I mean in general. Are you tall? How tall are you, Steve?
I'm 6'1".
Oh, so just little downstairs.
Yeah, you're like a point guard. You're like a point guard. You're little.
That's little.
Yeah, 6'1" is respectable, I think. I don't know.
That's little.
All right, well, not a linebacker, I'll tell you that. So.
Okay, wait, I'm going to step away. I'm gonna mute myself for a minute and step away from the party so I can hear you guys. Because as you can hear, it's
rocking.
All right,
rocking. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Do what you got to do. We'll come back to you in a second. Everybody, that's Moxie. She's hanging out at the Elton John party right now. Things are just getting kicked off there. The Grammys have actually been over for a while, although for those of us on the West Coast. We got a crazy connection here. Let me take care of that for a second. All right. If you want to join us, we got about 3 minutes to go. 3 minutes for you to call in and join us for the rest of the program live. You can call in and just hang out. I'm going to play some more music in a second from Grammy winners tonight and some losers, too. Unfortunately for Rush, sorry, Steve, no Rush winning tonight. And I didn't even know they were up for anything, or else I would have uploaded something by them, but whatever, I can do another. I do Rush shows. I can do a Rush show. It's fine. It's all good. 347-826-7667 is the number. And I'm going to take a break in a second. But before I do that, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Ken Moore, Metal Talk Radio, Miss Mason 15, Moxie. No Thieves Allowed. You get me every time, No Thieves Allowed. Not High F Solid. Also, Someone of No Particular Importance. I wonder who that could be. And Steve Rush. And stick around, Steve Rush and Someone of No Particular Importance will be talking on the program in just moments. But first off, I have to say goodbye and goodnight to my live listeners. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to jump in on the action and listen to the rest of the show, the number is 347-826-7667. You have 2 minutes at 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. This is your Sunday night Grammy Spectacular. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch me every night, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here at Blog Talk Radio for Disorderly Conduct. That's my regular weekly program. And join me again also here for one week from tonight for another special Sunday night program. Last week it was the Super Bowl. This week it was the Grammys. Next week, I don't know what it'll be, but maybe it'll be something Black History Month related, considering this is Black History Month. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to take a little break here for those of you who are tuned in live. Once again, you still have about 30 seconds to call in and join the live listeners here that are already in. We've already got a few people in the queue.
The number is 347-826-7667. For everybody else, thank you very much for tuning in. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, on Blog Talk Radio for Disorderly Conduct. And I'm going to sign off here with a track from Arcade Fire, which won for Album of the Year. That's right. Arcade Fire picked up Album of the Year, the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. To Arcade Fire, I can't fucking say it. Arcade Fire with The Suburbs right here on your Sunday Night Grammy Spectacular. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Vince Mabang.
Mother's keys will leave.
Oh my God, is that over? Wow.
Thank God.
Bring it back.
I hope it's over.
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. I had to do that. It's contractually obligated by the Grammy Institute or whatever.
Am I unmuted from this nonsense?
You're unmuted now. You can, you can go after Steve now. Go for it.
Ogles, are you back in the fold or what?
Here's the deal with you. I've never had a beef with you. Can I finish?
Although I do have some halal beef waiting for me, so let's make it quick.
I've always tried to be respectful to you. I think that you're you obviously are a very intelligent man.
Steve, you're way too serious.
So I'm trying to be serious with a person who is of the intellect of maybe Einstein.
Are you talking about me or Moxie?
You.
Because Moxie and I are having a discussion as to whether who's got the Einstein brain.
Debbie?
Vance? Vince in the bay?
All right, what do you want to tell me?
Vance, are you there?
Oh, my God.
We'll accept you here in the motley crew of
Network.
We take them all after they've been ejected and dejected and gotten sick on halal beef and whatever.
But honestly, seriously, I just heard, like, in the last few seconds, do you guys even think that's entertaining at all? I mean, because what you're doing, and Vince in the bank, please, Vince, you're a smart guy, too.
Steve, he's not that smart. I can tell you, he's not that smart. He mutes me all the time. He can't be that smart.
Steve Ogle, is that you? Oro's here.
All right, but what's the deal? Are you back in the fold or what? What's going on?
In the fold of what? What does that even mean?
Back in the Debbie Daly fold.
I'm in no one's fold.
I don't know. I heard you on the way out. She was trashing you for a day or two. I wasn't sure how long that was going to last.
Did we not have... Listen. When you work in an environment like this where tempers and visions go different ways, yeah. I mean, people don't get along all the time. And, you know, I was pissed off that somebody was on the show, and I let it be known. And I officially just said I was fucking done with it.
So this was all about...
Are we on the network?
All right, stop. So this was
it
all
so
about...
Stupid. No, just tell her to shut up or I'm going to cut off.
No, you can't. You can't shut her up. She mutes herself.
Then I'm gone because it's nonsense.
You're mad at her too?
She sounds stupid. She's yelling over both me and you.
But this is Vince's stupid show. It's supposed to be
stupid. Part of the shtick. All right, we'll keep it a little more subtle. Out of respect
Steve. It is part of the show, Steve.
No, it's fine. I understand. Steve was annoyed by it, and we're adjusting, and we're going to see if we can't...
Wait a minute. Since when do we adjust?
I did some fine-tuning, and I think Debbie will join us later.
Oh,
I'm just trying to be respectful for other people, and when I'm trying to have a conversation with someone, and somebody else is overdubbing what we're saying in the middle of a serious question.
That's what Vince does all the time.
It's kind of ridiculous.
That's what Vince does all the time, Steve.
He does, and Vince does it very well, but he doesn't do it to that extreme.
But he's still a rude bastard, isn't he?
He is. I love him.
I love the word bastard. Don't you? Bastard just rolls off the tongue.
That's a great word.
It is. I'm teaching my 3-year-old that word.
I'm going to go. If I have any more kids, I will definitely teach him bastard right away.
It's a very good word. I think they should know that. He's learned the word damn it, so I think he should.
One angry Jew and then bastard.
Right.
Those hand in hand.
The one angry Jew is a bastard. Don't make me bring up my alter ego, the black conservative.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Speaking of which, I spoke to the Skype assholes last night. That snake was drunk off his ass. Yeah, he was drunk. I called into the room because I got several I have several Skype names I haven't used in a while.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
You have to learn the timing, Steve. It sort of comes at you. Have you ever seen that show where they throw things at you, or you gotta go through these stupid things? It used to be they used to throw things down a long decline, and then you had to dodge the stuff or something like that, and then you end up getting run over by big balls or something like that. It's on television. I think it came from
an obstacle course.
No,
from Asia.
I think it came from Asia or something like that. Really goofy. Now they got a thing where you just fall into dirty water or something like that. I don't know what it is. You got to climb up steps that move.
Kind of nuts, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what the show is like. See, you're
that's what BTR is.
I'll tell you what I think the show. I think Ghost usually sums it up best. I think of the show as basically...
Meryl Roll! Anyway...
I mean, that's more or less the gist of the program, but I don't know. I leave it up to the audience to make up their own mind. I just try to put quality, intelligent, thinking men's content out there and let people do what, make of it what they wish.
And you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
That sums it up right there. And you know what I would like to say? And I would, Vince, I'm really disappointed with you.
Why?
How do you not know why? I mean, you are one of the aficionados of music. Okay?
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
Oh, come on. Stop with the drops. Dude, how would you not know that Rush was up for a Grammy? And you had no clue. You were lost. You're like, they're up for a Grammy?
For a long-form music video? Sorry, I don't keep track of the long-form music video category. My bad.
It's a Grammy regardless. Come on. You're so freaking good with music. I mean, you went toe-to-toe at Mano de Mano. I think I won like 29 to 28. We did a show together.
Dude.
And
yeah.
I was surprised
you
missed that one.
Yeah, you got me, bro. I'll tell you what, though. I'm digging this John Legend and the Roots record. Digging
really?
It. Yeah, here's another one. This one won for best R&B song. It's called Shine.
Great song.
Side.
Was that John Legend and the Roots with yet another Grammy Award winning track, that one entitled Shine, the Grammy for Best R&B Song. That's right. And I'm back with Steve, Moxie, the Jew, and you, the listener. Thank you for tuning in. Any thoughts, any anecdotes, fellow panelists?
All right, I want to have a shout out.
Great song. It certainly deserves being there. If you're talking about music today, that was substantially stronger than anybody else in the category. So a great song should have won. And that shows how sad it is. That there's no good music anymore.
Oh, he's right. Where is the good music, Steve?
Left in the 80s.
Shirley Horn. Say it again.
If you look at the greatest music.
What's that?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, if you're looking for the greatest music.
The greatest hits?
The greatest music that was ever made was in a very small pocket of time, and now it's loop tracks, it's overdubs, it's repetitive crap.
Oro, can you hear Ogle?
Shut up.
So I assume you skipped over disco, right, Steve?
Of course.
I mean, we are family. I mean, come on. These are giant lyrics.
I think that ABBA deserved the most respect in that genre.
ABBA?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Or ABBA. Pronounced both ways.
Either way you pronounce it, it's not doing it for me.
So you're talking to a musician. All right. Musically, I'm telling you that ABBA actually.
Hold on a second. I have to ask you something, Steve. You're a musician. You're a photographer. You were also a cop?
I was a police officer for 11 years.
Okay. What else you been?
See now I know what you're doing. You're trying to chop me down to make me look bad.
I'm not making you look bad. I'm just amazed at all these things you've done.
But that doesn't mean that I'm fat like you and I sit behind my computer.
How did you determine that I'm fat, Steve? Do I have, wait a minute, do I have a fat voice? Let me see.
You do. You do. You have a lovely voice.
And that makes you fat?
No. Not, I'm just going by as much time as you spend out here.
How much time do I spend?
Tearing people apart. Oh, my God. Dude, you want to go to the shows?
Yeah, I've only been on BTR this one today.
Yeah. But this is what you do. I mean, this is.
Oh,
like,
no, this isn't just what I do. I do this among other things, but would
let
you...
Let me finish. This is where I see you and how you shine. And you know what you do? You degrade and you fucking put everyone that you know or care about down. To the point of no respect for even yourself. And why, I don't know. Because you're an intelligent guy. It's not like I'm talking to an asshole. You're really, really smart. But you've degraded everything that you've had.
He is an asshole. He is an asshole.
Apparently I am.
That has nothing to do with whether he's smart or not.
But how did you determine that I'm a smart guy? I'm curious. We can move on to the fat thing later.
Vocally, I mean, the way you say words phonetically are correct.
Well, it's just speaking English correctly.
Most people don't.
I understand that. I'll tell you what it is.
If you're measuring them up to other people personalities here on BTR, yeah, the bar is set pretty low. So somebody like the Jew is gonna stand
shine,
out a little bit more.
Yeah, I kind of shine like a wet fart. I understand.
More or less. Yeah.
Shine like a wet fart.
You just got the visual.
That was the least intelligent thing you've ever said.
I understand, but it took about 10 seconds to get the visual in that, didn't it?
God,
Wavelina.
It's one of those things. Some things can't be unseen, Steve, and some things can't be unheard, unfortunately.
I am the most erudite mind on Bob Talk Radio.
Steve, who is that?
I have no clue.
I am the black conservative.
Hey, did you guys watch that?
I would tell you... no question. Okay, nobody. I am from Memphis, and I am the most erudite mind. All right.
Steve, did you?
That air is great, right? Isn't it?
I know. Tell me something.
Don't you love that air?
All right, hold on, Steve. Tell me something. What's the deal with you and Debbie? Are you back with Debbie or what? I haven't been following it, really.
Well, you should have, because you asked me the exact same question about 20 minutes ago.
Did you answer it?
Yes.
Because once Vince starts playing music like that, I mute it and
I don't
go
blame
back
you. I'll give you that. I'll give you that much. I will totally give you that much.
I went back to watching Shameless. Have you seen Shameless on Showtime?
I love Shameless. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
I just downloaded.
Really?
I just downloaded the episode they played tonight.
Do you like Spartacus?
I have not seen Spartacus. I've got Big Love on its way. I got Big Love
amazing.
On its way, and I'm halfway through Shameless already.
Absolutely amazing. See Spartacus. If I could ever give you a good piece of advice, because I think after this you're not going to like me. But
Spartacus.
Truly.
After what, I'm not going to like you. Steve, I got a lot of beef waiting for me.
One of the most incredible... performances I've ever seen. It's 9 episodes and a great show, but that's going to bore people. So let's try to argue, okay? Am I in Friends and or on the better side of Debbie Daly? Of course I am. Did we have a fallout? Yes, we did. As I said in the last segment. There are points and times when I don't get along with people I love or people I care about. Sure,
she did question your love, though. I remember that. She questioned your love, Steve.
Right. Right. And don't we all, though, when we're kind of...
Ogle, he has been.
anyway,
cannot trust Dave Ogle.
See, I'm not going to deal with that, Vince. Literally, I will not.
You know, Vince,
I mean,
you know, you
that
are not policing this show.
Bullshit.
Vince,
this is not even here, I'll bet. I'll bet you he disappeared off to go smoke something.
Where's Vince in the bay? Steve Ogle, I can't trust him. Let me ask Victor. Hold on a second.
You don't even sound like Debbie Daly.
Victor?
No, she sounds like...
She sounds like Nell. Somebody in labor.
No, she sounds like Nell. She's doing a fantastic imitation of Nell. Remember Jodie Foster and Nell?
Yes.
Really angers her when I say that, though. But it's a fantastic...
That's a good point.
Do you agree with me?
I agree with you 100%.
Wow. Well, she's not going to like you
no.
now. She's not going to like you now either, I can tell you that.
I don't care if she likes me. I don't like... You know, if you go through life thinking about who likes you or who dislikes you, you're fucked.
This is how I have comported myself on Blog Talk Radio all this time, not worrying about who likes me or doesn't like me. And
right.
you were upset
that.
By this.
I was. You know why? Because
you're no longer upset by it?
No, I'm not at all anymore. But let me tell you why. Could I give my rationale behind
sure.
that?
Sure.
Because I heard an incredibly intelligent man, you, who spoke phonetically correct, who understood words properly, who
yeah.
would really, really get the concept of what this should be. And then I saw you throw it in the pisser.
When?
When you decided to call yourself One Angry Jew, and when you decided to say, I'm going to fight with everyone that I can to promote myself.
But it's just Blog Talk Radio, Steve.
Irrelevant.
Most people have never even heard of Blog Talk Radio.
It's irrelevant. It's part of your life. You don't take part of your life and flush it down the toilet.
How did I flush it down the toilet? I am an annoying personality.
You're an amazingly
on Blog
talented
Talk Radio.
Guy.
I have everybody gnashing teeth when they talk about me.
But that's what your goal was, and that sucks that
no,
you would go for
that
goal. Why would you want people to dislike you?
They don't even know who I am.
So that justifies it?
It's a game.
Are you in it for points? Are you?
I taught my 3.5-year-old son to fly flight simulator over the weekend. It didn't take much, but it's a game. It's a simulator. It's a simulation. It's not real. He was all worried about crashing the plane. I told him, don't worry. He didn't crash it either. It was really good.
Microsoft Flight Simulator?
X-Plane, really. It's the one that's made for Mac.
I have that one as well. But
I had him flying the Cherokee.
I
had him flying the Cherokee 6. Not exactly easy.
With the helicopter?
No, Cherokee 6. It's Piper.
Okay.
That's a 300-horsepower fixed-wing constant speed prop.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, that's
insane. He was able to make turns, and he was able to keep it from crashing, keep it from hitting the ground. When I told him to pull up, he did. He was doing great. He followed the train. He landed on the train tracks for him. He took off. It's great. Can't wait to get him in the real one.
I love flying myself, so.
Are you a pilot, too?
No, I'm not. I know you're making fun of the things I was.
Hold on a second.
Or will be.
I just asked if you were a pilot. That's not making fun of you. That's just asking a factual question.
But you are very sensitive
about these things. Why?
Not sensitive. And there goes your.
I asked
Dr.
if you
Phil
were
voice.
A policeman.
Dr. Phil voice. Here you go.
Well, I don't do Dr. Phil, but I asked you if you were a policeman, only because I caught something tangentially on Debbie Daly's show. I think it was uttered by Jeep Girl or something like that. Which has anybody found her? Has she come up from where she's been?
Because we worry about her. We worry about her every year.
You're so disingenuous. It's unbelievable.
I know she worries about me.
So fucking disingenuous. That's what pisses me off, I think, the most. Because
we're having fun over here. We're listening to John.
I am not disingenuous.
Oh, shut up.
Why are you being mean to Debbie? Why are you being mean to Debbie?
You wish you had half the talent of her.
Please. Do you understand how many?
It's a character. I get it, but you know what? It's old and it sounds horrible.
All right. Well, so do you. All right.
I'm not saying
you.
You know what?
You sound horrible. So listen, I'm just saying,
phenomenal. Thank you. But you know what? I'm not cutting into your fucking conversation with somebody else.
That's what Vince's show is about, and you are just going on and on with stuff, and I don't even know where Vince is.
I'm answering questions, young lady.
Vince may have been mugged.
I know.
Anybody worry?
I think Vince might have gone into a Grammy party in San Francisco Bay Area. I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, this is, come on. We don't take ourselves seriously here.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Well, no, I take that back.
My head can't hit a pillow at night without hearing from
Mozzie. She gets upset when I tell her that she sounds like Nell, that she does take that seriously.
I don't care. Look, I mean, it's fine. And then you get all upset when I do the black conservative. Oh, you can't do a better black conservative.
I'm sorry. The black conservative is mine, and you're a woman. You have no business doing that.
Oh.
Enough of the theater talk.
That's fine. I'm going to talk to my wife, Lena.
It's not good. Stick to the women.
Well, you know what, Steve? What are you good at? Let's get to that. What are you good at, Steve?
Not a whole lot going on.
Right.
Wow.
Steve Ogle, what are you good at? I'm just having fun, that's the thing. I'm having fun.
I was just going to say that, listen.
Steve takes nice pictures.
Yeah, and so do I. I've been paid for it.
I have
been in magazines and books and all
I have
kinds
seen,
of stuff.
All right, calm down now. I've seen some of your pictures.
Yeah, well,
the theater folks, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
No, you have not seen any of my pictures that have ended up in magazines or books unless you bought one of those magazines or books. Because they are not on my website. Now, Steve Ogle, what are you good at?
Oh, my God.
Moxie, listen. What
are you good at?
I don't know. I mean, that's determined by other people. It's not determined by me.
Oh, okay, so I am supposed to determine that I am not good at doing Debbie or the black conservative.
Right, I definitely do a better black conservative than you, and I never claim to do Debbie.
I don't know. I am the most erudite man.
We need to leave it at that.
Top radio. I mean, come on. I don't even pretend to be good.
I'm a troll and a liar. All right.
Mom, so you're not even letting me finish. She asked me a question. I can't even remember. That's
one eyed fucking Jew is a one eyed fucking Jew.
Let her talk.
All right. Listen.
What?
Moxie, I think that you are very talented.
We're on the network.
All right. If you're going to do all that kind of shit, I don't appreciate it.
That's Vince doing it. You better take that up.
I'm not doing it.
The switchboard.
I know you're not. Vince, please just chill. Let me say what I have to say.
That Vince is a
Bobby is for closers,
back.
And you closed nothing.
All right. Moxie, I do believe that you're talented in a lot of things. I really do. I believe you have a great voice. I believe that you're very talented. You're extremely witty. You're fast. You're extremely responsive,
and she doesn't have fat tits, so we know that.
And I mean, she's got so much going for her. I don't understand the whole obsession with that. I think that's what annoys me a little bit.
What
then,
the obsession? I don't understand.
Debbie
what
Haley,
you're,
which, you're taking on.
Right. Right. Oh, right. Right. You, man.
Oh God. Okay, I can't even. I'm sorry. You're cutting in and out. You're Patriot Gregging. Which is something I invented, by the way.
That wasn't me, by the way.
No,
Patriot Greg.
Yeah. So, no, I'm saying, like, look, I understand that I'm talented because I've been offered real radio gigs on a level that I think most people would be shocked at. But I'm saying, I like to have fun, and All right, Vince, stop it. You know,
Vince sits there with his hand on his dick, really. This gets him off. He's
pushing buttons.
He's a sick fucker, that he's what he is.
Everyone's Patriot Gregging for me right now.
Well, that's blog BTR doing that.
So,
Patriot
anyway.
Greg.
Moxie, I have nothing against you. And, you know, I apologize.
Daddy.
I apologize. It was just in between our conversation, between me and One Angry. And, you know, the drops were, like, intrusive. And I was trying to make a point.
I need to make a point, too.
Sure.
I do not have a problem with Debbie in the least. I think she's adorable. And I'm sure other people would disagree, but I like to do the Dallas accent because I live there half the year. And so it's fun, you know, because she does the whispering into the mic and thinking only certain people can hear her, and it's cute. And I don't have a problem with her at all.
I'm not going down that cute thing, Steve, but I don't have anything against her either. But
I don't think
shove
it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter.
Yeah,
all right, you piece of garbage?
I do enjoy poking her, though.
I would like to say one thing to Moxie before she has to go, but I respect talent, okay? And I believe that you have that. I believe that inherently it's in you, okay? And I believe that you could do the voice, okay? But there's times to stay and there's times to stop. And when two people like me and Angry Jew we're not friends. And Angry Jew, hold on for a second.
But we're not enemies, are we?
An ooh factor of 10.
All right, enough Harris Faulkner.
But we're at the point right now where me and him could be just best buddies or just F at all. So I think the drop timing is bad. I don't think your talent is bad at all. I'm not questioning that at all.
No, but you just said it was. You said that I was terrible. And look,
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I apologize. You know what? Listen, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Steve,
incorrect.
Here's I don't like. I mean, and I've told this to Debbie a million times. I am a humorist, and so it's fun to try and do other people's voices and help out Vince. I don't have a show on here anymore because, as I said months ago, I was leaving BTR once they started charging. Even though I was one of the first people on here. Okay, I've listened to Debbie's show forever, all right? And I think she's sweet, and she turns on me and says all kind of nasty stuff. And I just, look, I don't care. I don't take it personally at all. But I do, and I always have been, you know, an improviser. I have been, you know, I'll bust into different voices, and it's fun to do the Vince and Debbie thing. And there's nothing we've said that's been hurtful to her at all, and I wouldn't hurt her.
I've been hurtful.
I haven't been. I mean, I'm just having fun, and I told Debbie as much.
Oh, you're going to agree with that? Oh, my.
So listen, if you and Debbie have an accord where you feel like you guys can get along and you doing this, it just seems weird to me that someone does somebody else's voice, which really, in essence, is the greatest compliment of all. If somebody were to, like, do my voices, it's the greatest compliment in the world. If you're going to record me and try to sound like, you know, Steve Uggle.
I'll work on you next week, Steve.
Yeah, you'd like to. But, you know.
These people are idiots.
exactly written and scripted correctly. But I think it's a great compliment that, that you would even take the time to try to sound like somebody else and emulate them. But as long as it's not with disrespect. You know what I mean?
Well, she's adorable. I mean, she's sweet.
Enough with the adorable stuff. You're starting.
And
to
I love it when she imitates me imitating her. Like, I don't have a problem with it. You don't.
Right.
You just don't understand.
She makes. She sounds like Nell.
Oh, shut. Okay. See, Jew is one who tells me that I have no talent because I sound like.
Jew never told you that you have no talent. Stop saying that.
Yes, I've never heard that before. So stop
you
saying
that. You have never heard me say that, so stop saying that. You're so sensitive. She's very sensitive.
She is a very talented girl. There's no question.
She's
I mean,
very
God.
Sensitive. She's a sensitive, talented girl. Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre. See, the problem is
that was not intrusive and or avoiding.
She is sensitive and very talented, and she called Callie a big-titted fuck.
No,
really?
I called her, I said she had fat tits, and I asked her how much she weighed.
Very sensitive.
And how tall she was. Well, no,
well,
she's insulting me.
No,
and I also, wait a minute,
Jew. You can see she's a fat girl.
Jew, wait a minute. Of course she's a fat girl. But Jew, she also insulted me. And what she was saying was that I am not real. I have not had plastic surgery, and I have met many of the people I know online. And I asked her who she had met from online, and the answer was zero. Well, I have met Vince.
What was that like?
It was awesome. We had so much fun. It was like Saturday night party sexy time. It was awesome.
I don't know.
So,
if I meet Vince, I don't want to have Saturday night party sessions.
Okay, well, you can do what you want to do. But
right.
What I'm saying is, I have met so many people in person. Everyone knows that I'm Moxie. Everyone calls me Moxie. Everyone, it's ridiculous for her to call me fake. Now, am I a little bit frank? Yes. Yes, I am. I tell you what I'm thinking. Should I filter? Perhaps. But that's not what she was saying. She was calling me fake. So,
well, I mean, if you're talking about Debbie Daly calling you fake, well, then that's pretty accurate because...
No, not Debbie
Daly.
Callie.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, has Debbie Daly called me fake? I wasn't aware of that.
No, she did not. I'm just saying, if she did, well, then that would be inaccurate.
No, this was someone named Callie who was on the show earlier. She's a little girl with fat tits and probably about 5'1". I don't know, 160 pounds.
She probably resembles a troll.
Yeah, she's a little trollish girl. But no, I mean, like, I like Debbie. I just think it's cute, and I've lived in Dallas for
many like being
months.
Is that like being a Muddy Waters Manish boy?
I don't know what you're talking about. Debbie is funny to me. It's sweet because she is all of the things that I like about Dallas. All of the things I don't like about Dallas, and I've lived there off and on for many, many years.
That's a great compliment.
Yes, I think she's sweet. And I think it's cute when she gets up close to the mic and... Oro, can you hear me? You know, I think it's adorable. I don't have a problem with her. But what I do have a problem with is Dallas and the weather. I don't like the weather there. I have been working and living there for a very long time.
For Christ's sake, I don't
young,
like the weather where I am.
Grow up in Chicago and tell me how you feel.
I grew up in New York, so I...
Oh, so you know. So you know, all right.
Oh, yeah. But my home base is warm and filled with palm trees. Vince?
Miami?
Vance in the bay?
Debbie?
Vance, we're on the network.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good. I was just explaining to Steve Ogle about how it's just fun to do a Dallas accent.
I know what you're talking about. I've tried doing a Dallas accent myself. I'm not very good at them, but hey, you know, I'm glad everybody here is hanging out and everybody's friends. And I have No Thieves Allowed on the line now. You're unmuted. Go ahead, No Thief.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Nothing much, dude. We're just all, yeah, I can hear you. We're just all making friends here, dude. And
right on.
I don't know if you're, hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're here. Okay, great. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the Grammys, but I played some Lewis Black earlier, and Lewis Black won the Grammy for Best Comedy Album. And he's up against Flight of the Conchords. Flight of the Conchords, I love their HBO show, especially the first season. And apparently they came out with a comedy record last year, and sure enough, they did, and they did a tune called Friends. And I thought since Steve and Moxie and the Jew and No Thief Is Allowed are all here, and we're all having a good time and chumming it up, let's listen to Flight of the Conchords and their salute to Friends. This is a Grammy-nominated song, did not win, but is nominated for the category of Best Comedy Record.
Boom, 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 boom,
ting,
boom, 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 boom,
ting,
boom, 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 boom,
ting,
boom, 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 boom,
ting,
boom.
Friends sing together,
boom,
la 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 la.
Friends do things together,
boom,
la 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 la.
Friends laugh together,
boom,
ha 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 ha. Friends make graphs together,
boom,
la 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 la.
Friends help you when you're in danger. Friends are people who are not strangers. Friends help you shift into a new place. Tell you if you've got food on your face. Friends are the ones on whom you can depend.
He's my friend, he's not my friend. Friends are the ones who are there in the end. He's my friend, they're not my friends. If you trip over, I'll catch you fall. If you kick my dick, I won't break your balls.
If you get drunk and vomit on me, I'll make sure you get home safely.
If you cross the road and a truck struck you,
I'll scrape you up and reconstruct you. I'll cheer you up if you're depressed.
If you get murdered, I'll avenge your death.
Friends walk together,
la 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 la. Hop and lock together, me and him together, la 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 la.
Me and Jim forever.
Friends go jogging at the track. Friends borrow money, never pay it back. Friends do not let friends do crack. Friends go out and grab a snack. Friends drink beer in the sun.
Unlike girlfriends, they don't mind if you have more than one. Friends tell you when your fly's undone. My Uncle John had a special friend. They dressed alike, his name was Ben. I've never seen two friends like them. They were very, very friendly men.
Boom, la, 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 la. Boom,
friends, friends, friends.
Boom, la, 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
Boom, la, 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
Boom,
la, 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 la. Friends,
la, 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 la.
These people are idiots.
That's right, Ghost. All right, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. Going to wrap up the program now. It's been your Sunday Night Spectacular. Big ups to everybody who called in. I played a lot of music, a lot of Grammy nominee. Oh, my God. What is Steve? What are you putting in the chat room here? ModelMayhem.com. Oh, man. Some of your work, huh, Steve? Good times, good times. Steve, actually, we're going to wrap things up here. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I just did that because I learned from you. I did that exactly
yeah,
the way you would have thought it.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your photography real quick?
We're going to be doing some Playboy shoots coming up really, really soon. Got three more. And if you look in that link right there, to see one of the models. The blonde is a Playboy model, and she was Cyber Babe of the Month. So we've got three more Playboy models coming in, and then we're going to be doing some Penthouse models coming in the next week or two. So business is amazing. It sex sells, and it always will. So,
oh, yeah.
And Moxie, I love you. I think you're cool. I think you're smart. I think you're really intelligent, because I see put LOL. I wish you nothing but the best. So you rock. One Angry Jew, you know what? Me and you, we still haven't decided what we're going to become, friends or foes, you know? And the Debbie Daly Show, it will always be part of my home to me. I don't care if people like it or not, because that's where I think it's all real. So, period.
Got it. All right. Let's see. My switchboard is starting to freak out on me here, kids. Bear with me. Oh, there it went. Bye-bye. No more switchboard. All right, that's been the program. Thanks for tuning in. Check me again next time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, on Disorderly Contact on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, peace out.